breaking news on KYW News Radio.
The hit and run driver who police say struck four people, including three nurses, outside of Penn Presbyterian Hospital this past weekend, has turned himself into authorities. And KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson joins us live from the newsroom. KJ.
Michelle, I'm told that this just happened within the last half an hour. 20-year-old Jadeer Goodwin faces charges of aggravated assault, simple assault, accident involving injury, fleeing from police and related offenses. And police say that he has turned himself into authorities at headquarters without incident. There was a tweet that came out from the Deputy Commissioner of Investigations, Frank Venor. Police say on Saturday morning, Goodwin and two others pulled up to Penn Presbyterian Hospital with a 28-year-old shooting victim. They ran inside, begged for help for their friend, and they say that's when three nurses came running outside of the hospital. Security also came out with a stretcher, and they were trying to work on the victim. And they say the trio basically was spooked by Penn police arriving at the hospital. As many people know, that it's the hospitals must report shooting victims arriving in any capacity at a hospital. So Penn police were on their way, lights and sirens. They say the trio then got spooked, ran to their car, and then took off. They say Goodwin ran over the nurses and the shooting victim, and then later on ditched the car in Upper Darby. During the press conference yesterday, the police commissioner called the video of all of this entire incident, shocking, that it was a total disregard for human life. All of those people were severely injured, but a 36-year-old nurse remains in critical condition, suffering from facial injuries and internal bleeding. The other two were listed in stable condition, and that 28-year-old also is expected to survive. But again, we know Goodwin has turned himself into police. He was the 20-year-old that authorities were looking for as the driver of this case, but they're still investigating exactly what happened in the shooting of the 28-year-old, and they still want to talk to the other two who were in the car.